ॐ सहनाववतु सहनाभुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. प्राब्लम्स् आर् कास्ड् बै कन्फ्यूशन् or delusion. Delusion or confusion has to be sorted out, and to sort out the delusion or confusion, discriminative knowledge is the only way, only means. In fact, sorting out or the elimination of confusion or delusion itself is in fact the discriminative knowledge. And here this textbook Drik Drishya Vivekaha also, the discriminative knowledge of seer and the seen, the knower and the known, observer and the observed, here presents the analysis of the individual extensively, briefly, at the same time comprehensively, to clear this confusion here. And here the jivaha, the individual, is nothing but composite of three illuminators. Of the three illuminators, the Sakshi is the absolute illuminator, Mahadevaha, and mind and the sense organs are relative illuminators, Devas, Devaha and Devadevaha. We also found how the sense organs become the illuminators, how the mind becomes the illuminator, and we also saw the nature of the Sakshi in the fifth verse very clearly. And after that, sixth verse onwards till the 12th verse, I told you how these three illuminators are and how they are functioning. That is explained in, from the 6th to the 12th verse. So we'll read once the verses, then we can go to Chichaya Veshato Buddhau.
Chichaya Veshato Buddhau.
Bhanam Dhistu.
Bhanam Dhistu.
Dvidhasthita.
Dvidhasthita.
Ekaham kritiranyasyat.
Ekaham kritiranyasyat.
Antahkarana rupini.
Antahkarana rupini.
Chayaham karayoraikyam.
Chayaham
karayoraikyam. Taptayah pindavanmatam.
Taptayah
pindavanmatam. Tadahankara tadatmyat.
Tadahankara tadatmyat.
Dehas chetana tamagat.
Dehas chetana tamagat.
Chayahankara yoraikyam.
Ahankarayoraikyam.
Taptayah pindavanmatam.
Taptayah pindavanmatam.
Tadahankara tadatmyat.
Tadahankara tadatmyat.
Dehas chetana tamagat.
Dehas chetana tamagat.
Ahankarasya tadatmyam.
Ahankarasya tadatmyam.
चिच्छाया देह साक्षिभिः सहजं कर्मजं भ्रांतिजन्यं च त्रिविधं क्रमात् सो सिक्स्थ वर्स सेज और रिवील्स बुद्धिः द अंतःकरणं द एंटायर माइंड यू कैन सी द माइंड by itself is that is revealed implied there mind is inert insentient by itself because it is material in nature but that inert insentient material mind becomes a source of illumination becomes illumined and becomes sentient and conscious because of the illumination on the part of the mind because of the illumination of the mind how does this mind become illumined because of the reflection of consciousness this you have to remember, I'm repeating it purposely to make it very clear chichayayaha aveshatah buddhau bhanam there is reflection because of the reflection of consciousness because of the manifestation of consciousness alone mind becomes mind becomes illumined there is illumination of the mind and thereby mind becomes conscious and sentient only when the mind becomes conscious and sentient and here the author wants to say mind is of two portions what are they dravya shakti as dravya amshaha of the mind then don't say shakti dravya amshaha of the mind and vritti amshaha of the mind mind is of two portions or two parts dravya amshaha and vritti amshaha this portioning or parting the mind is only for the sake of understanding really speaking there's no partition or anything dravya amshaha and vritti amshaha so what he wants to say in this sixth verse dravya amshaha the material mind and the vritti amshaha the thought modifications of the mind thought part of the mind both the parts are illumined the illumination of the entire mind vritti amshaha and the dravya amshaha of the mind because of the manifestation of the consciousness or because of the reflection of the consciousness that is said in the sixth verse and what does seventh verse say this chichayayaah we read the seventh verse also chichayayaah then ahankarayoho aikyam tapta ayah pindavat matam there's a subtle point I wanted to say when it is said matam means what it is being said isn't it matam means it's not I am teaching something newly here very important a traditional teachers should say this matam the words reveals the teacher says I'm not teaching it as my own as my new teaching or my invention or creation here this is what has been being said this is what has been being heard from our teachers isn't it this has been understood by all our teachers before who has been teaching me this what is this matam isn't it that's why matam what is this matam what is the considered what is understood accepted by all the acharyas who been there isn't it he says this ahankarayoho chichayayaha aikyam this the association of the reflection of consciousness and the mind means what here I told you please remember here the word ahankara in this context means what dravya amshaha of the mind therefore here this this reflection of consciousness and the dravya amsha of the mind and the vritti amsha of the mind both serve together, mind as a whole serve as the reflecting medium or manifesting medium. For this association of the manifestation or the reflection of consciousness and the reflecting medium, the mind, you know, they are, how is it now? Association is like the association of the fire and the heated iron ball. Isn't it? It means they're inseparably together. That means the heat lends its swarupam to the iron ball. Thereby iron ball becomes hot and brilliant. Same way the sakshi, no, because the sakshi is always there. We have understood already, sakshi is eternal. Sakshi, the illuminated three, is not created or produced, is already there. And here we say this sakshi alone lends consciousness, isn't it? Lens consciousness, because sakshi is there, there is reflection of consciousness is possible, isn't it? There already consciousness is, therefore reflection is possible. The source of reflection is there, therefore reflection is possible on the part of the mind. Because there is a reflection and this consciousness, what happened? The inert mind, the becomes conscious and sentient, means the consciousness lends its consciousness, sakshi lends its consciousness to the mind, thereby mind becomes conscious and sentient. You have to remember who is lending and who is receiving. Here lending and receiving are not the actions, isn't it? Just that is naturally happening. Is it clear now? Similarly here, Tatta ayav pindavat matam. So what now? This is how the mind becomes conscious and sentient. Thereby it has the capacity to illumine the sense organs. That is how the illuminator 2 is formed. Is it clear now? Illuminator 1 is not, illuminator 3, the sakshi is not formed. Why? Sakshi is uncreated. Sakshi is eternal. But sakshi is uncreated, whereas illuminated too, this is how it is formed. This is not real forming or anything. This is how the mind becomes the illuminator. I don't want to say formation. This is how mind becomes the illuminator. Is it clear now? Then when this mind is associated, because the mind is associated with the physical body, then physical body also becomes what? Conscious and sentient. Is it clear now? Because the mind now illumines the physical body, thereby body becomes chetanatam agat. Body becomes conscious and sentient. When the body becomes conscious and sentient, the body happens to be the golak, you know, happens to have all the golakams, all the physical parts, the locations of the sense powers become conscious and sentient. Thereby the sense powers indwelling in the sense, now the golakams, they also becomes conscious and sentient. Thereby they become capable of being the illuminators of the external objects. This is how the illuminator 1, all the devas become devas because of the association of the conscious mind with the physical body and the sense organs. And mind becomes illumined, conscious and sentient because of association with the reflection of consciousness. Reflection of consciousness is possible because of the existence of beginningless, endless, changeless consciousness. Is it clear now? This is what said in the 7th verse. Now we saw to the 8th verse. The 8th verse presents, now he talks about the mind has association. Mind is linked. Mind is identified. Mind is connected with three factors. Do you remember the three factors? Which mind? When you say mind means is mind, antahkaranam plus vrittihi, isn't it? Ahankara plus antahkaranam means what? Ahankara plus antahkaranam means the dravya amshaha and the vritti amshaha, isn't it? Dravya amsham of the mind, vritti amsham of the mind, this mind as a whole is associated with what? Reflection of consciousness. Therefore, it is conscious and sentient, you know very well. And this mind, the association of the mind with the reflection of consciousness is one association. Isn't it? It's called sahaja tadatmyam. If you ask why is the reflection associated with the reflecting medium, what question is this? Natural. If there is something called reflecting medium, if there is a source of reflection, the reflection will be natural. Isn't it? If you are standing there, if there is a hot sun behind you, if there is a bright sunny day, and naturally there will be shadow. You can't ask why there is a shadow. When I walk, my shadow walks with me. You can't question why there's a shadow, isn't it? Shadow is natural because light is there, you are there, and there'll be shadow. Similarly, if the source of reflection is there, and reflecting medium is there, reflection is inevitable. You stand there, mirror, keep the mirror in front of you, you can't help the reflection being formed on the mirror. That means what? Reflection is natural. Naturally, there's reflection of consciousness, this manifestation of consciousness. Why? Because consciousness is there, Sakshi is there, the eternal, all-pervasive, changeless consciousness, Sakshi, which is of the nature of pure knowledge and which is of the nature of all illumining, is there. Remember that? Na udeti, na astameti, na vriddhim yati, na kshayam yati, swayam vibhati, anyan, basayati. Have to remember that. Okay? Beginningless, endless, eternal, all-pervasive, changeless, isn't it? Changeless, Sakshi, which is of the nature of pure knowledge and all illumining, is always there. And what is here now? Mind is there. Manifesting medium is there. So what? There must be manifestation of consciousness. That's what he says. And this therefore, association of the consciousness, reflection of consciousness and the mind is natural. Sahaja tadatmyam. Say now, sahaja tadatmyam. We don't need to any homework. I'll see that you study here itself. Sahaja tadatmyam. Say now, sahaja tadatmyam. Sahaja tadatmyam means what? Natural association between what? Mind and the reflection of consciousness. Look at this binary question and answers. Then tadatmyam. Then this same, now not the same mind, okay? Now this conscious mind, the mind with association of this association with the reflection of consciousness, is now with what mind? Conscious mind. This conscious mind has association with the physical body, isn't it? That association is called what? Why does the mind become associated with the physical body? Why can't the mind remain separately? Why can't the body remain separately? Because the mind can operate, function. Isn't mind has a purpose? Why does the mind exist at all? Why does the mind exist at all? Mind is very important, isn't it? Only if the mind exists, mind becomes conscious, and the conscious mind exists, isn't it? Anadi, isn't it? Mind exists. Why? It has to function. To function, it has to associate with the physical body. If it doesn't associate with the physical body, it cannot function. Understand now? It will be non-functional. So, for the mind to be functional, it has to associate with the physical body. Why should it also function at all? It has to go through three states of experience, isn't it? The mind has to go through three states of experience. That is how mind has to function. For the mind to go through three states of experience, to be functional, it has to be an association with the physical body. Why should it go through three states of experience? That is how it has to go through the experience of abala prarabdha and prabala prarabdham, isn't it? Pains and pleasures. It has to go through pains and pleasures in waking state. It has to go through pains and pleasures in dream state also. That way abala prarabdham is exhausted, no? In dream, prabala prarabdham is exhausted in waking state, isn't it? It has to go through the pains and pleasures. If the mind cannot associate with the physical body, I told you very clearly, going the function, the mind cannot be functional. I mean, it cannot go through three states of experience. The three states of experience are not there, means the experience of sukha-dukkham is not possible. Without experience of sukha-dukkham, karma cannot be exhausted. Karma, prarabdha karma phalam cannot be exhausted. Therefore, what is the cause? What is that which really, also, which because of which mind, the conscious mind becomes associated with the physical body? We have to understand, isn't it? Karma, because of karma. Because of the prarabdha karma alone, this mind becomes associated with the physical body. Remember this now. Therefore, it's called what? Karmaja tadatmyam. I want to remember these words. Karmaja tadatmyam. Association tadatmyam. Dehasya, sharirasya, manasaha cha, sambandaha. Tadatmyam here means sambandaha. Better learn Sanskrit word. Tadatmyam here means sambandaha. Sharirasya, manasaha cha, sambandaha. Prarabdha karmana eva bhavati. Is it clear now? Karmaja tadatmyam. Therefore, if the association, the bond or the this connection is brought about by the prarabdha karma, then isn't it karmaja tadatmyam? And there is another association. What another association? This same conscious mind, isn't it? Mind associates itself with, you know, is misassociation means what? Mistaken for the Atma. Mistaken for the Atma means what? Mistaken for the Sakshi. Mistaken for the Illuminator, absolute Illuminator. This mind, which is a relative Illuminator, mind is a relative knower, is mistaken for the absolute Illuminator, absolute knower. Why? Because mind also is always conscious. Because mind is always sentient. Isn't it? Why? Always consciousness is there. Manifesting medium is always there. It is mind never becomes insentient and unconscious. Know that mind is always conscious and sentient. Is it clear? Now, therefore, what now? It's mistaken for the absolute Illuminator. The relative Illuminator, mind, is mistaken for the absolute Illuminator. That's what we say. What now? Anatma, mind, is mistaken for the Atma. This mistake is called what now? This is what association. Okay, what sort of association does the mind have with the Atma? This association is confusion bond association. Therefore, what now? Bhramtija tadatmyam. I explained to you last class. Bhramtija tadatmyam. Isn't it? Why there is a bhramti? Why tadatmyam? There is no association possible. There is no sambandha possible. There is no connection possible between mind and the pure consciousness, sakshi. Isn't it? Pure consciousness and mind cannot have any association. Like what? Like wave and the water cannot have any association. Wooden table cannot have any association. Association is always between two different things should come together, then that is called association. Two different things should come close, become close, then it's called sambandha. And here, there are two, and then two orders of reality also. Mind is of inferior order of reality, and Sakshi is of superior order of reality, isn't it? One is Satyam, one is Mithya. So Satyasya Mithyayaha Sambandaha Nabhavedeva. Never will there be Sambandaha possible between, connection between the Satyam and Mithya. But still Satyam, isn't it, Mithya has connection with Satyam. Satyam is connected to Mithya. Mithya is connected to Satyam. This association is called Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Remember the what example? Bhrantija Tadatmyam is Bhranti is confusion. This impossible association is made possible if because of confusion. If there's no confusion, in clarity, impossible association cannot be made. Isn't it? Impossible connection cannot be made possible if there is clarity. Only in confusion, impossible association is made possible. I told you two examples. Remember what are two examples? Suktau Rajatam Pashyati. Suktau Rajatam Pashyati. One sees silver in the shell, isn't it? You see the shell and you say, this is silver. You show the shining, glittering shell. And you show, this is silver. There what? This and is actually stand for Sukti, the shell, which is of inferior order. But you associate it with what? Silver, which is of higher value. Isn't it? That's also what? Vrantija Tadatmyam. Similarly, you show the rope and you say, this is a snake. When you say, the rope, really existing rope, is associated with the imaginary false, isn't it? Snake. This also, isn't it? This is called Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Association born of confusion. Confusion born association. Is it clear now? Bhrantya Jatam Tadatmyam. Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Telivinmayal Piranda Oru Todarbu. Telivinmayal Yerpatta Todarbu Kenna Solradhu. Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Is it clear now? And this Tadatmyam is similarly, there is Bhrantija Tadatmyam association between who? Mind and the Sakshi. And this, now this is how three associations and the mind has association with three factors. Mind has association with three factors. Inert mind has association with the reflection of consciousness. Conscious mind association with the physical body. And the mind, conscious mind is mistaken for the Sakshi. This is called three associations means mind has association with three factors. And those associations, those connections, those sambandhams are known as what now? Sahaja Tadatmyam, Karmaja Tadatmyam and Bhrantija Tadatmyam. Of these pairs, now we have pairs now. Mind and reflection of consciousness is one pair. Mind and conscious mind and the body is another pair of us, isn't it? And mind and the Sakshi is another pair, isn't it? Pair means what? This three, because of the three factors, association of three factors, I'll talk about. Satoho Sambandhinoho. Isn't it? Of these three associations of the mind with three factors, he says, sahajasya nivruttihi nasti. Isn't it? The natural association caused reflection of consciousness and the mind is, no, will always be there. It will never go. That association will go only when the mind itself totally goes. isn't it? Mind will not go. Therefore, reflecting medium is there. Source of reflection is eternal. Reflecting medium is there means reflection also will be there forever. It will never go. Isn't it? So, nivrittihi nasti. When will it go? Mind itself has to go away. Only then the reflection will go. If that goes, that happens, what will happen? Only in jivan, not even jivan mukti, videha muktau. Only in videha mukti, that association will go. Which association? Because mind, reflecting medium, will disappear. Isn't it? In videha mukti, reflecting medium will not be there. So this resolution of the reflecting medium for good is called videha muktihi. Understand how? The mind will not be there at all. The reflecting medium is not there, then reflection is not possible. That is how this sahajatatmyam will go. It is okay. Sahajasya nivrittihi nasti, he said. Then karmaja tadatmyam. Isn't it? What is karmaja tadatmyam? The mind's association with the physical body will be there as long as prarabdha karma is there. Isn't it? So when the prarabdha karma ends, then this mind will leave the physical body. So when the prarabdha karma becomes completed, exhausted in a given time, the given lifespan comes to an end, then the mind quits the physical body and goes away. This mind departing the physical body is said to be the death, isn't it? The mind assuming other physical body is what? The birth. It's clear now. So, karmaja tadatmyam will go when? Only when the prarabdha karma is exhausted. Then, brantija tadatmyam will go only in jnanam. How long will there be confusion? This association, how long will I mistake the mind for the atma? How long will I mistake the illuminator 2 for the illuminator 3? How long will I mistake this relative illuminator for the absolute illuminator? How long? He says, brantija tadatmyam will there as long as ajnanam is there. So in ajnana nashe prabodhat, when the knowledge takes place, in the wake of the knowledge, isn't it? Ignorance will be resolved. When the ignorance is resolved, confusion also will be resolved. The confusion goes, then brantija tadatmyam will also go. Okay, prabodhate brantija tadatmyasya nashaha bhavati. Isn't it? That's what he says. That means then what is the elimination of brantija tadatmyam? Looking at the mind as the mind, isn't it? Looking at the mind not as the atma. And atna sakshi as the absolute illuminator. Owning up sakshi as the I. And isn't it, owning up sakshi as the meaning of the word I, and look, being objective towards the mind is what? Prabodaha. Isn't it? Prabodaha, knowledge. That brantija tadatmyam goes. It's called elimination of brantija tadatmyam. This we saw in the what now? Till the 9th verse. Then 10th verse, I say, and the 10th verse explains to you the threefold states of experience the mind goes through. How is the mind in all three states of experience? How do you understand what are the three states of experience? Isn't it? Say, suptau ahankara laye suptau. Suptihi, isn't it? When the ahankara means what here? This dravya amshaha of the mind is resolved, becomes unmanifest totally. then what happens now? Ahankara laye. Then all the thoughts also become resolved. The no thought arises. The thought, the antakkana vrittihi is not there. Thought does not arise when the dravya amsham of the mind itself becomes resolved, unmanifest. Ahankara layaha. How do you understand? That is the time there is no knowledge, there is no experience, and that the mind is non-functional, mind is inactive, mind is passive. What is only one experience you have? There is only one experience, the experience of absence of experience. Absence of experience is the only experience experienced in the deep sleep state. That is called suptihi. And that time, what happens? When the mind is present in the body is conscious. But the mind is, maybe mind may be present, but it is non-functional. Body is as though insentient and as though dead. Dehaha api achetanaha bhavati. Is it clear now? Then the same mind which is totally non-functional, that memory a part of the mind, then the some thoughts alone start functioning, start operating. Then what happens there? That then all the old stored information, the mind become projected. Which become projected. That's called no sopnaha. Sopnaha means what? In the half sopnaha means in deep, the dream state. In fact, in the dream state, mind is not totally active, not totally passive. It is partially active, partially passive. It is semi-functional. That means here, what do we mean by that? Mind does not become associated with the sense organs, isn't it? Associated means what? Mind does not function with the sense organs. That means sense organs do not function. Mind does not function with the sense organs. Mind alone is active. So mind is partially active, we say. Then what happens? Only dream experience is there. So that vritti, antakarna vrittis. So in deep sleep state, vrittis are totally absent. Only one vritti is there. What one vritti? Absence of experience. In dream state, some vrittis are there, and those vrittis project, throw. They throw what? They throw up, they project the already stored. They're not new things, but here already perceived, already collected information, stored information, which is already there and in the mind, in the memory, they are replayed and projected. But in replaying, in projecting, what all have been perceived in the waking state, they become jumbled and connected and they are seen. And there also what? That past experiences which are stored in the mind, which are replayed and seen, those experiences must have been collected in this life or in the past life or any time of one's waking experience. So that is called what now? That's also srishtihi, isn't it? That's also srishtihi only. What srishti? That is jiva srishtihi, isn't it? That is projection of the mind. Its own projection. So that is actually, I don't want to even say jiva srishtihi, understand, it's a dream state. Mind is only half, isn't it? Ardha vikasaha. Then what happens? Same now, this mind, when it is totally active, totally functional, means mind, all the thoughts are up, not some vrittis are up, all the vrittis are up, then the mind functions along with the sense organs, then sense organs also perceive the world, and lot of information is gathered. It is called waking state, isn't it? Swapnaha, so vikasaha, ardhavikasaha, layaha. Is clear now? So this is how the mind is. Mind goes through three states of experience. Why do I have to say this now? Mind alone goes through this three states of experience means Sakshi does not go through three states of experience. This is all Viveka. Understand now? I'm repeating purposely. Sakshi Vichaitanyam, Shuddha Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, the Sakshi, which is actually the absolute illuminator, does not go through these three states of experience. It is there as the Sakshi. Who go three states of experience now? Mind alone goes through three states of experience. Why should it be said again now? The mind, the illuminator too, Deva Devaha, should not be mistaken for the Sakshi, the absolute illuminator. Sakshi should not be mistaken for the experiencer. Isn't it? Sakshi is only the witness. Who experiences Sukadukkam? Sakshi or the mind? Tell me.
Mind.
Who has pain? Who has pleasure?
Mind.
Sakshi or the mind?
Mind.
That is what I want to say. So, now who are you? What is I now? I is a Sakshi or I is the mind? What is that? If you say I is the Sakshi, then you are only Sakshi. You don't have pain and pleasure. If you say I is the mind, you have... This is what actually we had studied in the Mundaka Upanishad class. No dvau suparnau, no sayujau sakhayau. Once he sits there, one is Sakshi bird. Another bird is what? The enjoyer bird. Understand now? The mind is what? Mind alone goes through sukham, dukkham, and then sweetness and bitterness, everything. Isn't it? Two birds. And where are they sitting, both the birds? In this tree. Understand now, this tree is under no fruit, isn't it? So you have to remember, I told you this another point also, when the mind is in the body, present in the body, body is conscious. Mind is non-functional, body is as the dead. The mind is totally functional, body is totally alive. And isn't it? So this is the point I want to make. What is swapnaha to swapna sarvastu jagaraha? Now, the 11th verse, we have to come to the new verse. This is a new class today. Is it clear till whatever I have said? Is it clear? Okay. Antahkarana vrittischa.
Antahkarana vrittischa.
Chitichayaikyamagata.
Chitichayaikyamagata.
Vasana kalpayet swapne.
Vasana kalpayet swapne.
Bodhekshair vishayan bahihi.
Bodhekshair vishayan bahihi.
Antahkarana vrittischa.
Antahkarana vrittischa.
Chitichayaikyamagata.
Chitichayaikyamagata.
Vasana kalpayet swapne.
Vasana kalpayet swapne.
Bodhekshair vishayan bahihi.
Bodhekshair vishayan bahihi.
I think better don't read translations there. Antahkarana vrittischa.
Antahkarana vrittischa.
Chitichha. There are two ichchas are there for Sanskrit people. One has to be deleted. Chitichha. Please erase that one cha. Chitichayaikyamagata.
Chitichayaikyamagata.
வாசனா கல்பயே ஸ்வப்னே
வாசனா கல்பயே ஸ்வப்னே
போதே க்ஷைர் விஷயான் பஹிஹி
போதே க்ஷைர் விஷயான் பஹிஹி.
ஓகே, this 11th verse specially talks about antahkarana vrittihi. Antahkarana vrittihi means what? The thought aspect of the mind. Thought aspect of, not the dravya amsham of the mind. I told, remember, dravya amshaha of the mind. Isn't it? Material aspect of the mind and thought aspect of the mind. Isn't it? Two aspects of the mind. Material aspect of the mind, thought aspect of the mind, and then thought material aspect of the mind, the dravya amshaha does not move. Remember, it remains stable in the physical body. It will move out only when the prarabdha gets over. Isn't it? But the vritti amshaha of the body, the vritti aspect of the body, no, it contracts and expands. It has the capacity to move. That means what? It moves out through the senses and it can go out. And wherever the vritti, when the vrittis go out through the senses and with whatever objects fall within the vritti, within the realm of vritti becomes illumined. I'll tell you again, please understand very clearly here. So, till the 10th verse, the author did not talk about the antakarana vritti. He only just said ahankara, isn't it? Now, he reminds us of what he has already said in the 6th verse. Come on, I told you about two portions of the mind. Now, the dravya amshaha and vritti amshaha. The mind, material mind and the thought aspect. And of the two aspects of the mind, the material aspect of the mind does not move, it remains in the body, but the thought aspect of the mind can contract and expand, it can move out. But how can the thought aspect of the mind contract and expand? How can it move about? Because, he says, the thought aspect of the mind also has reflection of consciousness. I already told you. He's only repeating. The teacher is repeating. Look at this. Antahkarana vrittihi. Say now. Antahkarana vrittihi cha. This antahkarana vrittihi cha also. And antahkarana, the thought aspect of the mind also. Chiti chaya aikyamagata. Chiti chaya means what? Reflection of consciousness. Remember, chitihi means consciousness. Chaya means reflection. Chiti chaya means reflection of consciousness or manifestation of consciousness is called what? Chiti chaya. Aikyam means what? Association, becoming one, isn't it? Aikyamagata. Who also has the association with the reflection of consciousness? Thought aspect of the mind. Antahkarana vrittihi, the thought aspect also has the association of the reflection of consciousness. That means what? Thoughts are also reflecting media. Understand now what he says. Now you have to understand this. Antahkarana vrittihi, the thought aspect of the mind by itself is inert, and thought plus reflection of consciousness alone together is said to be antahkarana vritti jnanam. So now, karana vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam means cognition, knowledge. Now you understand what is knowledge? Antahkarana vrittihi plus reflection of consciousness alone together becomes what? Cognition. Is it clear now? The mere vritti cannot be the cognition. Mere reflection also cannot be a cognition. Vritti, the antahkarana thought aspect with the reflection of consciousness alone becomes what? Cognition. antakarna vrittihi. Isn't it? So, he says here, this antakarna vrittihi chittichaya aikyam agata. This also has the association with the reflection of consciousness. Therefore, this vritti is alone, what now? Kalpayati. Kalpayet means kalpayati. In Tamil, we have the word kalpana. Isn't it? Kalpayati means, literally means imagines, visualizes, projects. Here should have projects. Isn't it? Kalpayet should be taken as kalpayati. Kim kalpayati? Antakarna vrittihi eva kalpayati. Kim kalpayati? Vasanaha kalpayati. Vasanaha kalpayati. Vasanaha kalpayati means what? Where vasanaha means the impressions. Isn't it? Impressions. Impressions mean what here? It projects. It projects what? Vasanaha means the already stored, collected, registered, gathered, isn't it? Experiences in the mind, in subtle form, isn't it? It again projects. How? It throws out, isn't it? Vrittis alone throw out. So who is doing the job of creating the dream? Vrittihi. Understand now? Thoughts alone are involved in the projection of the dream. So the mind material is there. Okay, leave it. Now, antakarna vrittihi alone, what now? Throw out or project the vasanaha. Vasanaha kalpayet. It projects the already stored, already gathered, already registered information through the during the waking state. It replays. Vasanaha kalpayati means it replays, reprojects, now projects those already collected, registered, now information, the experiences. The stored experiences are replayed. Is it clear now? So he says, Vasanaha kalpayati. Kada swapne. Say now, swapne. So why he wants to say particularly here, vrittihi alone is involved in the function of creating the dream. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because of whom the dream is possible, isn't it? Dream is happening because of the antakarna vrittihi. Now, not only the vrittis are involved in projecting or creating the dream world, vrittis are also involved in what? Knowing the external world. Why? When the vritti reflects the consciousness, because the reflection of the consciousness on the part of the vritti also, isn't it? There is reflection of consciousness in the vritti. The vritti becomes what now? Illumined, in a luminous vritti. He is capable of moving about. Therefore what? When the reflecting medium moves, reflection of consciousness also moves. This conscious vritti travel, isn't it? There are many vrittis. How many vrittis now? You have to know. Shrotra vrittihi. And then what now? Netra vrittihi. Nasika vrittihi. Jihva vrittihi. Twag vrittihi. Understand now? All the vrittis. So they are like what? He says, the vrittis are like the beams of light, rays of light. So the dravyamsha of the mind is like the source of light. And the rays of light which emerge from the source of light, which move out, isn't it? The vrittis are like the rays of light which move, which emerge from this material aspect of the mind and which move out. Like that. Is it clear now? Which move out. And through what? Through the hole. It needs some holes, no? So, this is what you have to remember. I don't know whether I told last class. Did you tell last class? This Dakshinamurti Stotra is a beautiful verse. Now we all have, I saw somewhere, some garden I saw. Now we have this pot with many holes. Ghataha, Chidra Ghataha. Chidra means hole. If there is a pot, it has many holes. Chidrani, Ghataha asti, Ghate Bahuni Chidrani Santi. There are many holes. And if you keep a well-lit lamp inside, and that, no, light is there, flame of light is there, but the rays of light move. The flame does not move, that the rays of light move. Travel, isn't it? You know how long does it take for the sunlight to reach here?
4 minutes.
How do you know? No. Don't say simply nothing.
Instead.
Okay. Anyway, now what did I say? 8 crore, yeah, something, I tell you.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so what I'm saying doesn't matter. See, light travels, isn't it? Light travels. So here also, don't say consciousness travel. That's what I'm teaching. Sakshi does not travel, isn't it? Sakshi is there. Sakshi is the original pure consciousness. But who travels here? Reflection of consciousness travels. Does reflection of consciousness travel? No. Reflecting medium travels. The traveling on the part of reflecting medium itself is possible because of what? Because reflection of consciousness. Isn't it? Very interesting to know. So, vrittihi moves. Like what? So, this flame does not move, but the rays of light move. Isn't it? Move means what? They go out. Through the holes, rays of light go out, and within the rays of light have their own limitation also. Whatever falls within the realm of the rays of light, that those objects become illumined. Is clear now? Similarly here also. Na na chidra ghato darastita mahadeepa prabhabhaswaram. Isn't it? Nana chidra ghata udarastita mahadeepa prabhabhaswaram. Isn't it? So, here there is a, here mind is there, and mind is the source of light here now. Isn't it? And here from there, the beams go out, beams of consciousness. Now, mind has reflection of consciousness. From there, the beams of consciousness, rays of consciousness, go through where? Through the senses. It's clear now? So, the reflection of consciousness plus vritti alone is what? Cognition. Isn't it now? So, these rays go through, isn't it? Rays of consciousness alone go through the senses. So, any object, all the objects which fall within the realm of this, isn't it? Antahkarana vrittihi becomes illumined. Isn't it now? Antahkarana vrittihi illumines the object. Means what? Objects do not enter into your buddhi. This vritti alone goes out and illumines. This is a big difference. Goes out and illumines. So, but it has limitation. How far can the vritti, the illumined vritti, how far can it travel? Isn't it? Come on, I'm sitting here. I can watch till the whatever is there. With all of us can watch only till within, no, till the walls. The walls are not there. We will be able to see some distance. I can't see what is like the Sanjaya, what is happening in Nina's house there, isn't it? Sanjaya sits and he tells, come on, what has happened in Kurukshetra? I can't say that. Sanjaya was sitting there in palace, and he was sitting what was happening in Kurukshetra. Isn't it? I'm not saying that. All of us have our limitations are there. How long, how far can the vrittis travel? How much can we hear? If I scream from here, maximum I can catch who is there on the road. Isn't it? And you, wait, I can call her, you know. If I scream from here, Isn't it? How far can she reach? Isn't it? Limitation. She has already gone to the station. No. That means the vritti has limitation. Antakkana vritti has limitation. So whatever objects fall within the realm of these vrittis, those objects become illumined. Is it clear now? So this is called cognition. What is cognition now? Antakkarana vrittihi with reflection of consciousness alone is cognition. It's called vritti jnanam. Say now?
Vritti jnanam.
So these vrittis alone are responsible for the creation of the dream world. So he says very clearly, antahkarana vrittihi, the thought aspect of the mind, aikyamagata, becomes associated with chitichaya, reflection of consciousness. Antahkarana vrittihi becomes associated with reflection of consciousness. Thereby what happens now? It becomes conscious, and thereby the vrittis contract and expand. Then these vrittis are active only when in deep sleep state vrittis are not functional. Vrittis remain non-functional. They remain unmanifest. They remain resolved. In dreams, in deep sleep state, vrittis do not function. There is reflecting medium, isn't it? Vrittis are resolved. Therefore, there is no reflection. Isn't it clear now? There is reflection of consciousness also is resolved. Vrittis are resolved. Reflection of consciousness also is resolved. There's only mind alone conscious. The dravya amsham of the mind is there consciously. There's also resolved. Then a resolved mind is there. Vrittis are all resolved. Therefore, reflection of consciousness also what now? Resolved there. Is there. Reflection is there, but it is resolved. Vrittis are there, but they are resolved. So, non-functional. Therefore, there's no knowledge. There's no knowledge. Vritti is there, knowledge is possible. Vritti is not there, knowledge is not possible. Why there is no knowledge in deep sleep state? Aalna urakkathil endha arivum namakku illai. In deep sleep state, why there is no knowledge? Why there is no cognition? There's only one vritti, I said. What is the vritti? There's only one knowledge. What is that? There is knowledge of knowledge being not there. There is experience of experience being not there. That vritti alone is there, isn't it? But even that experience, you can't immediately say, you can't say as you're experiencing. Now you can say, I see the light. I can talk about it. As I experience, I can talk about it. But the deep sleep state experience, can you talk about it as you're sleeping? No. You have to wake up from sleep, then you have to say, I slept well, I did not know anything, isn't it? You talk about experience when you wake up. Why? Because there is no cognition. There is no knowledge. Why? Because the vrittis are resolved. Why? Therefore, vrittis are resolved. Therefore, reflection also is resolved. There is no cognition. Is it clear now? If vritti is not there, then cognition is not possible. That is the deep sleep state. And the same vritti, some vrittis, see, already told you, I'm again talking about, some vrittis alone, isn't it? Vasanaha kalpayet. Not all the vrittis, some vrittis alone throw up vasanaha. Vasanaha means what? Stored, collected, registered, world perceptions, world experiences. Isn't it? World experiences. And they are there already in the mind. Not new perceptions and new information, isn't it? All old perceptions and old information, they are projected. Vasanaha means old. Old, saved, registered, collected, stored information in the mind, message in the mind. So they are projected. Vasanaha kalpayati. Who? Vrittis. That whenever vrittis come out, immediately there will be reflection. Why? Consciousness is always there, isn't it? Whenever vrittis are there, and there will be reflection of consciousness, there will be cognition, isn't it? Therefore, there is experience of dream. So, bodhe, sorry, swapne vasanaha kalpayati. Say now, swapne vasanaha kalpayati. Now, you know what is cognition, what is antakarana vrittihi, vritti jnanam. Isn't it? Vritti jnanam is equal to cognition. Vritti jnanam is equal to knowledge, which rises in the form of a thought, isn't it? What is thought? Thought plus reflection of consciousness is cognition, and these thoughts are resolved in deep sleep state, and then no reflection of consciousness, therefore no knowledge is possible, isn't it? Then in the dream state, some vrittis alone project the old vasana. Vasana actually means old only. Vasanas, then what now? Swapnam is a swapnaha. So, swapne vasanaha kalpayati, it projects and creates the dream world. And not only the vrittis are responsible for creating the dream world, vrittis alone are responsible for the creation of the external world also. He says now, vrittis, how vrittis go out through the senses. You have to understand, these illumined vrittis, they in waking state, they function along with the senses. And then in dream, they function themselves. The vrittis do not join the senses. In waking, vrittis join the sense organs and they go through the senses. They work with the sense organs. Through the senses, they go out. Don't ask why we don't see vrittis coming out. Do you want, you're talking about vrittis coming out and going in, we don't see anything, vrittis coming out and going out. You can't see. That is the beauty of it. You can't see, you know that you can't see itself is the thing. But vrittis go out. Understand now? That means what? You cannot see when the vrittis are inside also. You cannot see when the vrittis go out also. Not only when the vrittis go out, the whole mind will together will go out, then also you can't see. Why? Mind is at least invisible. It is imperceptible. It is subtle. Isn't it? That is why we say mind is subtle, mind is sukshma, sukshma, sukshma. Why do we say here? Because it is not visible. Understand? But it is, Shastra makes it very clear. Because of the antahkarana vrittihi alone, there is experience of cognition, of knowledge of dream world. There is, because of the vrittis alone, there is cognition or knowledge of the external world also. What difference now? Some vrittis rise, they do not join the sense organs, they project, they throw out the old information, then that is called a dream. It's a cognition of dream. But all the vrittis up, then they all of them are illumined, what now? Illumined vrittis, and they travel through the senses as netra vritti, shrotra vritti, nasika vritti, jihva vritti, isn't it? All the vrittis, they travel through all the senses, through all the holes, flame of light, the rays of light from the flame of light, they go through all the holes. Similarly, here also this light of consciousness, isn't it? Reflection of consciousness goes through all the senses. Why? Because vrittis go. Because the medium travels, vritti travels, the light reflection also travels. And whatever falls within those vrittis, those objects become illumined. Is it clear now? So when he says, swapne, say no?
Swapne.
Vasanaha kalpayati.
Vasanaha kalpayati.
Then, bodhe.
Bodhe.
Bodha means what? Waking. Isn't it? During the waking state, bahihi.
Bahihi.
Vishayan.
Vishayan.
Kalpayati.
Kalpayati.
Bahihi means what? See, in the dream state, inside it creates the world, isn't it? Swapne antaha antaha swapne antaha vasanaha kalpayati. In dream, inside, isn't it? Inside, it creates the, it projects the, isn't it? Projects the vasanas and creates the dream world. And in, he says, bodhe and waking, the waking state, what does it, what do the vrittis do? Bodhe, in the waking state, during the waking state, these vrittis, vasanaha kalpayati, bahihi kalpayati, it creates the word outside. Bahihi means what? Not inside, outside. So external world also is created by the vrittis. Internal subjective world also is created by the vrittis. Subjective world is created by the vrittis. Objective world, is it clear now? The external world is created by the vrittis. An important point to tell you here. So bahihi, outside, vishayan, all the objects, no? Kada bodhe, in the waking, kalpayati. So now, vrittihi, bodhe, vishayan, bahihi kalpayati. Vrittihi, swapne, not vishayan, vasanaha, antaha kalpayati. You have to say, vrittihi vasanaha kalpayati.
Vrittihi vasanaha
antaha kalpayati. Antaha kalpayati. Vrittihi vasanaha antaha swapne kalpayati. Vasanaha antaha swapne kalpayati. Purida solradhu? Vrittihi bodhe bahihi vishayan kalpayati.
Vishayan
kalpayati. Is it now? Bahihi kalpayati. When bodhe. Antaha, when does it kalpayati? Swapne. Antaha swapne kim kalpayati? Vasanaha. Bahihi bodhe kim kalpayati?
Vishayan.
Veliyil pura vishayangalayum, indriya vishayangalayum. So, see, all the objects of perception, isn't it? Sound, rupa, rasa, gandha, shabda, sparsha, varieties of sounds, varieties of forms, varieties of lights and colors and names and sounds and smells and stink and tastes and all of them. Isn't it? Isn't all the experience in the jagat? Oh my God, who? But for vrittis, we'll be jobless. Understand how? There's no work. Look at this. If vrittis are not there, coma. Understand now? Vrittis don't go out. Isn't it? No cognition possible. Vrittis have to go out. Vrittis must be there. Vrittis must be functional. Function means what? They travel. Vrittis are there. There is reflection of consciousness. Immediately cognition. Either antaraloka or bahirloka. Antaraloka, bahirloka. Swapnaloka, bahyaloka. External world in the waking state. Or internal world in the dream state. Both experiences, experience is what? Cognition, isn't it? There is no experience without vritti. There is no experience without reflection of consciousness. Both together alone is experience. What is experience now? Reflection of consciousness plus antakkana vrittihi is experience, cognition, knowledge. Is it clear now? Do you want to experience consciousness now? Tell me. Look at this. Experiencing self. How wrong it is to say now. What is experience, you know first. Experience is what? Cognition. What is cognition? Knowledge. What is knowledge? Vritti jnanam. What is vritti jnanam? Vritti plus reflection of consciousness. When there is cognition? In swapna there is cognition. In dream, in bodhe also there is Cognition. In waking there is cognition, in dream there is cognition. What cognition is there? Cognition of replaying or projection of old, stored, registered experiences. Not new. Is it cognition of new objects which are external to the senses is called, where happens when? In the waking state. Why there's no cognition in deep sleep state? Because vrittis are resolved. Because reflection also is resolved. Isn't it? There's only one vritti. What is that vritti? Experience of absence of experience. Is it clear now? That also you have to tell when? Only in bodha. Only when you wake up from sleep. Is it clear now? Okay. Now, I won't tell you. He kalpayati means what? Projects. Is it clear now? Kalpayati means projects. So, when you say antaha doesn't say, I am using the word antaha. Inside, in the mind, swapnaha, if it is time, please tell me. Is it time? Kalpayati means projects. See, inside, in dream state, vrittis are responsible for the projection of the, they alone project, isn't it? They, when the vrittis are up, there is projection of the, what now? Projection of the world. The vasanas are, now isn't it, throwing up of the old stored information becomes a dream world there. That is kalpana, that is projection, isn't it? Fine, that means the vrittis replay what has been already experienced. But bahihi vasanaha kalpayati, bahihi vishayam kalpayati. It projection means, can we say bahihi means external, isn't it? Outside. Bahihi outside, externally, vishayam the objects. No, we have to add the word kalpayati again with the vishayam also. This antakarna vrittihi, the vrittis do create or project the external world of objects. Is it right to say?
In combination,
it's not right. Senses. No, listen. It's not right. Why? Vrittis do not create the external world. External world is already there. Isn't it? We can say vrittis create the subjective world where? Inside the mind. Vrittis do not create the external world. World is already there. Isn't it? Light, sunlight does not create this mind, does not create the colors, does not create the sofa, does not create anything. Sunlight only what? Illumines the objects. So vrittis only illumine the objects which are already there. Isn't it? So vrittis do not, do you understand what I'm saying? Vrittis do not create the external world. Listen, vrittis do not create the external world. Vrittis, external world is already there. There is Ishvara Srishtihi. Ishvara Srishtihi already there. But how can you say then? The author says, Bahihi Vishayan Kalpayati. So kalpayati does not mean create, actually projects, isn't it? That means if we say, hey, no, the external world is a projection of the mind, is it right to say, okay, vrittis do not create the world? That is correct, isn't it? So vrittis, do the vrittis, is the world the projection of the world, projection of the mind then? If we say, that is also wrong. Vrittis, world is not the creation of the mind. Look at this. World is not the creation of the, world is not created by the vrittis. One point. World is not projected by the vrittis also. That means what? World is Ishvara Srishti. Already Bhagavan Srishti is already there. World is already there. Bhagavan Srishti. If we say, okay, world is not Bhagavan, world is not created by the vrittis, world is projected by the vrittis, if you say, then there'll be error. What is the error? No, according to Buddhism, world is projection of the mind. It's called subjective idealism philosophy. Subjective idealism philosophy. That means what? You say the world is projection of the mind. But according to Vedanta Shastram, it is the world is not projection of the mind. World is fantastic Bhagavan Srishti, Ishvara Srishti. But what does the author say by this saying? He is talking about the Jiva Srishti. Understand? Jiva Srishti. What is Jiva Srishti? The Jiva projects the inner world, subject, dream world. Jiva also has projection of its own world outside. My God, look at this. There is Ishvara Srishti already, but Jiva has projection of its own world outside. Projection is Jiva Srishti, and what is there is Ishvara Srishti. Ishvara Srishti is not a source of sorrow, whereas Jiva Srishti becomes a source of sorrow. What is the difference between Jiva Srishti and Ishvara Srishti? Now I tell you, these vrittis go out through the senses, illumine the objects. Now, objects. Now I look at this, look at this, illumines. Oh, Devi Amma's chain is nice. Devi Amma's pen is yellow. Now something I see, this is, okay, everything, whatever I see outside is what? Ishvara Srishti only. The pen also is Ishvara Srishti. Don't say pen is man-made. Pen is not, everything you perceive outside is Ishvara Srishti. Why? Man himself is Ishvara Srishti. Man's buddhi is Ishvara Srishti. Man-made pen also is what now? Ishvara Srishti only. Is it clear now? Everything is Ishvara Srishti. But what is my Srishti? Look at this. Chain is not good. It doesn't look nice. You know, chain doesn't look nice. And then I say that, isn't it? That means what? That is added. Not nice. No, it doesn't have any value. Isn't it? It is anything added to what is what my projection. Is it clear now? Similarly, I give best example, Indian example, Nina. You know that because you also like to wear sari. In India, sometimes the old people have a lot of big saris. You know, big saris they'll have. Old people, mothers-in-law will have good saris with the big jari and all that, gold, lot of gold and all that. And they preserve the saris and they will like to give the sari to, you know, and they will keep the sari because my husband bought this for me. Isn't it? When I got married to him. From mother-in-law's place, okay? Father-in-law, mother-in-law, they would have bought a sari for this daughter-in-law at the time of marriage. And my husband bought this sari 40 years ago when I got married to him. The grandmother says no, okay? And she keeps a sari. She doesn't want to give it to her daughter-in-law. She wants to give it to her grandchildren, granddaughter, son's daughter, not to the daughter-in-law. Okay? Daughter-in-law is not... So she always gives to her, my son's daughter will wear it. Okay, so she'll give it straight to her daughter, granddaughter. Then she holds, and then this granddaughter doesn't want to marry. She wears jeans and pants, okay. And then grandmother becomes very upset. My God, I gave her the sari, she's not wearing. And then one day, to please her, she wears also, but she, because very old sari, and she becomes a little careless, it gets a hole, it gets torn. Then this grandmother becomes so upset, so sad. Now tell me, what is that which caused pain for the grandmother? The sari itself does not cause any pain. Sari is Ishvara Srishti. Understand now? Sari is Ishvara Srishti. But what caused pain to her, you know that? The sentimental value added to the sari is a source of pain. My husband bought it 40 years ago, you know, that I kept this sari so well all these days. I wore only 3 times or 4 times. All it is so show everybody how great it is and keep it inside. You know that. And then now it is torn. You know, she feels as though it has happened. Isn't it? It's not that just after all a sari, isn't it? Anyway, it has to get torn one day. The sentimental value added to the given thing is what now? Ishwara, Jiva Srishti. Sentimental value added to the Ishwara Srishti becomes what? Jiva Srishti, which is a source of sorrow. Ishwara Srishti by itself, Jagadeva Nandanavanam, is not a source of sorrow. You can apply, extend this thing to anything. Anything you see as it is, it doesn't cause any sorrow. So what he said, the teacher says, come on, don't say, when you say, vasana, this antakarna vrittihi, chitichada, aikyam agata, then what it is do, now swapne, vasanaha kalpayati, bodhe, bahi gachanti, then vishayan kalpayati means don't say world is created by the vrittis. Okay? World are created by, world is already Ishwara Srishti, it's already there. This world is as good as non-existent for you when the cognition is not there. Come on, isn't it? World is already there, Ishwara Srishti. So not creation. Can you say vritti is project the world? Now tell me, projection means how wrong. And now you can see the fallacy in that subjective idealism philosophy of Buddhism. You said the world is projection of the mind. This is wrong, isn't it? World is created by the vrittis means what? Mind means projectory. Projected by the vrittis. So world is neither the projection of the vrittis nor the creation of the vrittis. World is already Ishwara's creation of the Lord, isn't it? Ishwara Srishti. Is it clear now? But what is projection of one? He says the vrittis not only do they project the subjective inner world, they also project what? The external world also. That world is called what now? Project external world means the vrittis projects, illumine the objects and also what? Add sentimental value to the perceived objects, thereby it creates its own world. That's called subjective world. Understand now? Ishwara Srishti is objective world. Subjective world means what? Subjective projected its own jagat. Jiva projects. Now tell me, please understand, if anything in the world, if you say it is a source of unhappiness, you analyze, what have I added to this? Whatever I have added to this is what? Source of your unhappiness. That's called Jiva Srishti. Have you got understood the difference between Jiva Srishti and Ishwara Srishti?
Yes.
Okay. Because Jiva himself is who? Ishwara Srishti. And how can Jiva create Jagat? Jiva create the external world, isn't it? Jiva himself is Ishwara Srishti. Everything is Ishwara. Jiva is also Ishwara. Jivopi Naiva Paraha. Isn't it? Jiva also not other than the Bhagavan. Jiva also is, isn't it? Amazing. Is it clear now? So, Jiva Srishtihi Eva Dukkasya Karanam. Ishwara Srishtihi Dukkasya Karanam Na. Antahkarana Vrittayaha Bahihi Jagat Na Srijanti. Isn't it? Vrittis do not create the world. Vrittis do not project the world. Isn't it? Vrittis, the world is not the projection of the mind also, but Vrittis project their own subjective world means the world is where? In the buddhi. Isn't it? The value added or reduced. Value added or reduced sentimentally to the Ishwara Srishti is what? Jiva Srishtihi. That Jiva Srishti is what? Projection of one's own mind. How I perceive it. Jiva Srishti, Dukkasya Karanam. Ishwara Srishti, not Dukkasya Karanam. Isn't it enough? So, vasanaha kalpeti, you have to remember this very important point. So, we'll come back and see the next class, next lesson, next verse. I finished that lesson. If you have any doubts, you can ask me about it now itself, this particular verse. Om.